sing of the precious name of Jesus. Our brother Paul's been playing some songs and calling our attention to that wonderful name. Number 27 in our white book. Praise God. This is a special, this song is special to Pilgrim Camp because the man that wrote the music lived here on Brant Lake for a time. And from what I understand, he used to play his organ, and people on the lake could hear. Brother Tom usually calls that to our attention as we pass by what was his property at one time when we go on our boat trip. And then, of course, Tom will sing this song while we're there. It's a real treat. You'll want to buy a ticket one day and have a little concert. But number 27, the name of Jesus, praise God.
Jesus, precious Lord. Oh, we love your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That beautiful name. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. The other day we were praying for someone we really don't know, but we know the grandson, a friend of our family, and his grandfather was very sick and dying. He was at hospice care, under hospice care in their home. And they asked if we would pray, and we did that personally as a family, and we together as a church family. And one of the prayers was that either the Lord would raise him up or take him home quickly and peacefully and with as little pain and suffering as possible. We received word tonight that he passed away. And in God's mercy, we see the merciful hand of God. He was diagnosed with a serious illness not too long ago. And so we want to pray for the family. I know that this young man who asked for prayer, he has suffered some real loss in his life. His father passing away when he was young, his mother abandoning them, and there seemed to be a lot of grief in his family. But he loves the Lord, and he's believing God to bless and comfort. So let's surround them with our love and faith. Isn't it wonderful that we can pray for people we don't even know? And we can pray with real love and compassion. It's the love of Jesus in our hearts. Jesus loves that family, and Jesus wants to comfort them at this time. And we all know what that's like, I'm sure, what that need is. And so, Lord, we pray for DJ and his family at this time. And first of all, Lord, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for your mercy. We want to thank you, Lord, for answering prayer in the way that you have. You saw best. But now, Lord, we pray for those that remain. We pray for comfort for them. We pray in these difficult days that are before them that you will draw especially near and that they will sense your presence, that you will strengthen them, Lord. We know that people are tired and worn after caring for their loved ones and seeing them suffer. But, Lord, you can renew them. And we pray, Lord, that you can do something for this family at this time to make yourself more real and precious to each and every one. Thank you for what you've been doing, and we know, Lord, that now you will take this and turn it around for your glory in more ways than we can imagine. Lord, we don't know always why you allow things and what you want to accomplish through them, but Lord, we give them to you, and we know that you do all things well. So bless tonight, we pray. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. There's also another request that would interest many of us because we know this couple. My nephew, my wife's nephew, Danny Schreck, and his wife, Ashlyn. They're expecting a child in the near future. And they went to the doctor for their checkups and found out that the baby is breech and the umbilical cord is wrapped around his neck. His or her, I don't know. And so, unless things change, they'll have to perform a C-section and take care of that. And, of course, that's their first child. Any child, it would be a concern. But let's pray for them. I think they were supposed to come up to the youth retreat. And I don't know if plans have changed. I imagine so. But let's pray that God will change things there. Oh, hallelujah. Just read Psalm 139. Oh, he's all involved in what's going on there in the womb. And as our parts are being formed in the secret parts of the earth. And so, Lord, we pray for Daniel and Ashlyn and the baby, that you, Lord, will intervene at this time. You see what is needed. And, Lord, this isn't the first time that you have taken care of problems like this. You can reposition that baby. You can get that umbilical cord where it needs to be so the baby can get the full nourishment that it needs. And Lord, we pray that you will just show forth your glory, Lord. God, lay your hand upon our sister tonight in a very special way, Lord. We pray that she'll sense the moving of the Holy Spirit, not just the moving of the baby inside, but, oh, the moving of the Holy Ghost in her life at this time. And Lord, we pray that you'll give them this testimony, how they called on God and God answered in a marvelous way. Lord, we plead your precious blood over them, and we pray that the peace that passes all understanding will keep their hearts and minds. Through Christ, bless all the family members, of course, that are praying, other loved ones. Oh God, we just thank you that we can bring all of these needs to you, Lord. And Lord, we know that you hear and answer prayer. And so we're trusting in your faithfulness to be manifest at this time, the help that they need. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Amen. Oh, there's so many needs, aren't there? I find in ministry sometimes I'm overwhelmed with all the needs that come to me. Sickness and emotional problems and financial problems. And oh my, you know what life is like. I don't have to tell you. And sometimes I just have to get on my knees and say, Lord, I just give it all to you. I just roll. They get so heavy, you got to roll them. You can't lift them. Roll your burden upon the Lord. He will sustain you. Oh, praise God. And sometimes I just say, Jesus, Jesus. Everything we need is in that name. And sometimes we find great comfort in just speaking the name of Jesus and laying our needs at his feet and problems, those of others, and just saying, oh, Jesus, give them to you. And he knows exactly what to do with them. And as we trust him, he doesn't disappoint. Hallelujah. So thank God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, it's so nice to be here tonight with you. A number of our young people now, most of our staff members are down in the village. They're beginning their youth retreat. And that's a very special time for our young people. They usually have one in February in Pennsylvania. They make use of Tuscarora Inn. And that those are nice facilities. I'm partial to Pilgrim Camp. Nothing can compare with Pilgrim Camp. But it's pretty nice over there, too. And it's closer to home, so it's more convenient. But we're glad that they can gather. And much prayer has gone up and has been going up for this prayer retreat. And we, too, have been praying. And so let's claim the answer to those prayers. Once again, it's time for thee to work, not next week. Don't work in the youth retreat next week because it'll be over. But it's starting now. And so let's believe God. Let's touch him as they come together tonight. Right from the start, we want Jesus to manifest himself. Rachel, would you pray with us for the youth? You're familiar with a lot of them, I'm sure.
Yes, these young people have a very special place in my heart. Two of them are my own children. I just pray, Jesus, that you will come to them tonight in a way that only you can. I pray for hearts that are sad tonight or feeling low for whatever reason, things that are going on in their lives. Pray that you will just bring comfort and peace like only you can bring. Pray that you will find the friendships together that have been formed over the past years, that you help them to just build each other up as they go through difficult stages in their teens and young adult life, that they will encourage each other in the things of the Lord, that they will just help each other just stay on the straight and narrow and not be led astray by other friends who might be going down like the wrong path. I pray that you will just always direct them, be the light, and guide them no matter where they go in life. I pray that you will raise up ministers and missionaries and pastors and pastors' wives and inventors and politicians. I know there's a politician in that mix, one of mine. Engineers and all of the above, just for your honor and glory, no matter what they do. I said, even if you're a waitress the rest of your life, you can do it for God's honor and glory. Or mothers or fathers, no matter what they do in their lives, I pray that you will just use them to honor you their entire lives. They'll always praise you no matter what happens to them, and that they will always come to you if things are going wrong, that they know that you are there for them no matter what. I thank you for these young people. I pray for the leaders that they will know exactly what to say. And I pray for the adults too, because we're young at heart and we're still here living. I pray that you'll just send a special blessing here as well. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Praise God. Now let's praise Him. Number 62 in our white book, Let All the People Praise Thee. That's our theme for Pilgrim Camp this year, praise. If you don't have a camp devotional, you'll make sure to get one. They're free. And so read it each morning and put it into practice. Praise God. Number 62.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Blessed Lord, I say.
Praise God. Let's finish singing that song. Does someone know the number? Thank you, Thomas. 483. These are some of our favorites, and so we remember. Let's sing the second verse and on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Wonderful Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you're ministering at camp and maybe you're here for the turnover and you have a full group of people, then suddenly half of them are gone, and sometimes it's just a handful. But I've learned that it doesn't really make much of a difference, does it? Because the one that I've come to meet is always here. That's why it's such a blessing to look for Jesus. People, they come and go, but he's always there. Sometimes I tell the Lord that when there's a small meeting, I say, Lord, you're here. You're the one I've come to meet. Oh, we sure, we'd love to have more people enjoy the blessing. But if it's only two or three gathered together in his name, he's there. What more could you ask for? Praise God. I also love the fact that when we come to Pilgrim Camp, that we get reacquainted with people that we haven't seen for a while. It's funny, I can live 10 miles away from someone, never see them all year, but if I travel 250 miles to Pilgrim Camp, I can spend the whole week with them. Isn't that interesting? It was nice to get reacquainted with my wife today. She was gone for 2 weeks. And she's going to give us a little report of the girls, please, Lily. Okay. She worked down in the village.
So it was a blessing to work with the girls this period. It was something new for me, the role that I was in. And the Lord had put on our hearts that every girl would receive what Jesus had for them. And we had been praying, and the Lord really touched every heart as far as, you know, we could see from the outside. There's always some that are kind of holding out for the first week and maybe even into the second half. But by the end, it really looked like everyone was touching Jesus in the meetings. And it was a real worshiping group. They just loved to praise the Lord. And that was a blessing to us as counselors as well. The Lord really did something for all of us, and we praise him for that. And our prayer as the girls go home is that they will remember what they've learned about putting on the armor of God. And this is the verse that I'm thinking of for them. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. That's our prayer for them now. As we continue to pray that the Lord will help them to stand firm as they go home into their families and into their schools in the fall, that Jesus would just do something for them, that it would be different this time.
Amen. Hallelujah. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army doth he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed.
Amen. Praise God. There are some others that are leaving, and maybe they have a testimony for us. I don't know, but we'll give you that opportunity if you need it. Hallelujah.
I do have a heart full of thanksgiving.
Thank God.
For all God's help. Suffice it to say, he was a refuge and strength, a very present help in our hour of voltage trouble. We were running around a lot, and I'm so grateful the Lord gave help. And it's not only that situation, it's been all along.
Thank you, Jesus.
All along the way, from preparing, finishing projects, to preparing, the Lord has been a help, has helped greatly, and I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful we can depend upon him. You know, we sometimes are faced with situations, God is always faithful. I have a motto on my wall, Jesus never fails. Isn't that wonderful? We can count on him. Things may look bleak, but he never fails. Jesus never fails.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass.
Of God is very real, and we do pray that God will make his call real to all of our young people. I look at Mary, and brought me back 28 years, as a matter of fact, almost 28 years. She was in my Sunday school class, and Lily was pregnant with Natalie, our first. And so it was in those days when you didn't have cell phones, but we had beepers. So I had a beeper, and I told my Sunday school class, I said, now, Lily's, you know, ready to go any minute, and she's going to beep me when I need to rush home and you know, take her to the hospital. And I had arranged with Lily that, like, at a certain time, she was going to beep me just for the fun of it. Right? And I thought this was funny. So anyway, all of a sudden, the beeper goes off, and I get up, and I run out of the room, you know, and the kids are all excited. Sister Lily's going to have a baby. And then all of a sudden, 30 seconds later, I walk back in, and Mary said, Brother Kenny, that was so mean. And she was so mad at me for doing that.
I forgave you.
Well, I was about to ask you forgiveness 27 years later. That was a false call. And that's what the world's called is false and vain. That's what they were teaching the girls down in the village. The voice of truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. His word is true. And you have to put on the belt of truth. And that there are many calls, many lies, many deceptions in this world. And you want to listen for the voice of truth. Jesus' call. So, we're good, Mary?
We're good. Yeah.
Those are stories I tell when you're not. Those are stories I tell when you're not here.
Yeah.
No.
I'll leave.
Praise God.